Bring y'all some coffee and mama's good china.
Okay, you can go on.
What were we talking
You were talking about?
About
the desegregation. You thought that children had been cheated and
in the
black.
Yes, I think so. And you know, you can almost walk in any school and find this, right. I think. My kids went to Pine Forest and you know, I didn't get too much involved in that education. If they came home with the you know, C's, it didn't make a difference to me. I think this thing of grading classified is something else too. But I think a lot of the discipline problems in your school stem from low expectation and putting kids in categories. You see, we teach kids a lot. We don't have to tell them all. It's just how we act. We teach them a lot. You know? And we're so guilty of that, the white and black administrators, for letting this thing go on like this. And I think that maybe because of my the way I got involved in education, being a real adult and then set out to be a teacher, to be an administrator, I think my approach and my experiences provide for me a different perspective of how to look at it. Mm-hmm. And I just think that we haven't done a very good job at this. Even to a great number of your high school teachers in vocational education.
Mm-hmm. And the blacks tend to be in the vocational areas rather than in the academic areas.
Sure.
Do you enjoy your job? And why?
Let me see. You see, dear, I was a warrior. I was a soldier. And crises, things that make your blood boil, problem, were the things that I used to. Mm-hmm. So to walk in the high school in this country, you find the same type of crisis situations from day to day as you would find in combat. I served in Vietnam and Korea, Dominican Republic. And to me, it was, boy, this is good. So from this perspective, I like it because it doesn't bother me. You know, I don't worry about things. I don't see it as being bad. I see it as being just one gigantic challenge. And, and I set a lot of goals for myself and my people. And you know, and as I accomplish them, I feel good about it.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Mm-hmm. What do you consider the major problem of your principalship?
Well, you know, I might not even know because I'm just wildcatting it. I don't know. I think what might be a real problem in the principalship is the expectation of this thing you call what is the curriculum leader they call it?
Instructional leader.
Leader. Uh-huh. Yeah. There might be that thing you call instructional leader. I think it's, if you want to equate it to a to CEO in a large company. Mm-hmm. Here's a guy who's a general who keeps things running, but may or may not know anything about the technical operation of his plan, of what he's producing. A principal may or may not be a person who is a leader, administrator, and may not know very much about the technical aspect of the disciplines. Mm-hmm. We know you're not supposed to be versed in every discipline. I know you might know the But see, what we haven't defined, whether teaching is a technique, an art, or a profession, we don't know. Mm-hmm. So someone to come in at school levels, I think, to assume this exclusive responsibility, not as an observer, not as a, what do you call these things?
Evaluator.
Not as an evaluator, but as someone who have the ability to work with teachers and to have that camaraderie to help. I don't think principals have that time exclusively throughout the day because of the sterilization process that you're responsible for. Mm-hmm.
What do you consider the most rewarding about your principalship?
To me, the most rewarding thing about being a principal is when parents of those kids who almost fell through the crack can come back and say, you give them that diploma and you can get a hug from them, or the parents come up and say something to you. Not the person who was going to be successful just because they got up every morning and came to school, but the other kid, you know. I'll give you an example. I'll tell you about the little incident. I had a little confrontation with the student. Well, after this, we kept the board school, got him, and of course, Mattress Mother was angry. Of course, kid's a lot larger than I am, a lot younger, too.
Was this a white boy or a black boy?
Black boy. Mm-hmm. No, one's a white boy. That's two. One's a black boy.
Okay.
And the mother came back to me after this was over and after graduation. And she came up to the school, looked out the car, sent for me. And I said, well, maybe she's going to cut me or shoot me or kiss me so I'm making a difference. Mm-hmm. And she said, Mr. Lewis, I want to thank you. I have seven kids, and this is the only one to ever finish high school. And if it had not been for you and what you've done, he never would have. And say, I want you to know that I love you, appreciate it. And it was such a, you know, because, you know, she's a mother. Mm-hmm. She was really angry. Mm-hmm. She wanted my jugular vein.
Mm-hmm.
But she realized that, and here the kid's doing well now. He didn't go to college, but he has a good job, and he's a family.
Mm-hmm.
And the, these are the kind of things you like, that when you can, when you've touched to help those who no one thought they could be helped to touch.
Mm-hmm.
That's the benefits of it.
If you knew of a young black male or female that aspired to be a high school principal in North Carolina, what advice would you give?
Know yourself. Get a good education. When I say good education, do everything and get your ticket punched. You do that. Be natural. Be black. Be real black. Okay? Don't be afraid to be black. You know, I can't break dance now. If I dance last night, I dance. I'm black.
Mm-hmm.
And be a person of resolve and self-confident. Fake it till you make it. Do not, if they don't want you, don't want them. Don't be a yes man, a yes woman. Recognize the hypocrisy. Be wise. Be judgmental. And be black. That's all.
Okay. All right. Do you think that young black people will have to have someone of the other race to say that they can do it, a so-called sponsor?
I don't know whether they have to, but you look at the proportions of people from the majority of the races who are in leadership positions in our schools. Whether they have to or not, the chances are they're going to have those people to tell them.
Mm-hmm.
And have them.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know whether this is a must not. The average kid, as you said, a 40 black high school principal, will have this related to him by something else.
Well, I'm at the end of the interview, Guy, and do you have any words of wisdom you'd like to share?
Well, Hannah, if I had some wisdom, I'd be down in Key West, Florida right now. fishing 24-foot boat.
That's your dream.
I admire you guys who've been in it. My wife's been in it for pretty close to 30 years. And I think that we have a lot of people who are really dedicated to the thing of education. Since this thing is going to be taped, maybe I shouldn't say this, but I tell you this, from a masculine standpoint, the standpoint of just the masculine, I guess. I have found, and this is strictly my perception of manhood and of people who are high achievers, I found very few people, I think are real sharp white males in education. I think they're there, but it's superintendents, principals of work. They're there because, where you look at it, years ago, for a black man to be considered a profession, he was a teacher or a minister. We speak of education in this country in the same centers, in the same wars as economics. That's all we're saying, education, economics, same thing. The real sharp member of the majority race are in areas where they can make money. Those who are not so sharp are educators. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, black males in educators, in education, are pretty sharp. They're laid back a little bit because of, I don't know why, maybe, you know, feelings of, you know, this is, but basically they're pretty sharp. They represent the, you know, good person.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the women from both races, we'd be in big trouble if I didn't have women in education.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'd be in big trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you guys are the ones who carry the banner. But that's for us. People who show any and real leadership ability, I have not found them in education. Not from the majority race, not from the white race.
Mm-hmm.
And you can print that out.
Well, we've finished, and I really appreciate you taking the time. This has been very interesting, and this is the first interview I've had with someone with your background,
yeah,
coming from another field to mm-hmm. education.
Well, it's probably going to be quite different because the other guys are going to probably come from, we're a product of our experiences. They're going to talk
right.
their experiences, and they're going to talk a lot of education and jargon, and they're going to talk a lot of
But one thing I found is that administrators are administrators,
yeah,
and even though you come from a different
yeah.
area,
yeah,
the way you answer the questions
yeah.
are still high school principal, mm-hmm. the high school principal way.
Yeah.
I appreciate this.
Well, I enjoyed it, and I'm glad I was able to get up here.
Mm-hmm.
And I can go get a haircut.